Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The book on negotiating real estate expert strategies for getting the best deals. When buying and selling investment property is a practical non-fiction guide focused on negotiation in real estate investing. Written by Jay Scott with Mark Ferguson and Carol Scott, it is aimed at readers who buy, sell, or represent investment properties and need a more disciplined approach to reaching better terms, rather than offering broad negotiation theory. The book centers on real estate-specific situations, such as initial offers, counteroffers, inspection disputes, appraisal issues, bank-owned properties, and multi-offer competition. Its purpose is to show how negotiation affects profitability, not just transaction speed. The book draws on the author's combined experience across a large number of real estate deals, which gives it a strongly applied orientation. It is best understood as a deal-making manual for investors and agents who want to improve outcomes through market awareness, value analysis, and better use of information during negotiations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using information advantage to identify the strongest bargaining position. One of the book's central ideas is that effective negotiation begins before the first offer is made. The authors emphasize information advantage, meaning the ability to understand what the other side wants, what pressure they face, and where your own leverage is strongest. In real estate, that can include timing, financing terms, repair needs, vacancy risk, comparable sales, or seller motivation. This matters because many investors focus only on price, while experienced negotiators use information to shape the entire deal. The book treats leverage as something that can be built through preparation, not luck. That makes the negotiation process more analytical instead of reacting emotionally. The reader is encouraged to identify which terms matter most and where concessions can be traded efficiently. This approach is especially useful in investment property deals. X-bests, where the best result may be a combination of price, closing terms, and risk reduction rather than a single discount. The practical value is that readers learn to negotiate from strength, even when they are not the highest bidder. Secondly, applying a step-by-step process to offers, counters, and contract changes. The book is structured around the full negotiation timeline, not just the opening offer. It covers how to move from first contact to final agreement, while managing the many points where a transaction can stall or reset. This includes making offers, responding to counters, dealing with contingencies, and renegotiating after inspections or appraisals reveal new issues. That step-by-step design is important because real estate negotiation is rarely a single event. It is a sequence of decisions that can change the economics of the deal. The authors show how each stage should be treated as a separate negotiation with its own objective and leverage points. This reduces the tendency to overreact to one setback or concede too much too early. It also helps readers understand how minor terms can protect profitability just as much as purchase price can. For investors, this is especially relevant because repairs, financing conditions, and due diligence findings often alter the true value of a property. The book's method makes those turning points easier to manage in a structured way. Thirdly, evaluating property value and market conditions before negotiating. A major strength of the book is its insistence that negotiation should be grounded in numbers. The authors repeatedly connect deal-making to property value assessment and broader market dynamics, which keeps the reader focused on whether a transaction actually makes financial sense. In investment real estate, negotiation is not about winning a conversation. It is about buying or selling at terms that fit the return requirements of the property. The book, therefore, links strategy to analysis, encouraging readers to understand fair value, likely repair costs, and the effect of local market conditions on bargaining power. When the market is hot, for example, the seller may hold more leverage. When a property has defects or limited demand, the buyer may have more room to negotiate. This perspective helps prevent common mistakes such as overbidding out of emotion or clinging to unrealistic listing prices. By treating value as the foundation of negotiation, the book gives readers a way to judge when to push, when to compromise, and when to walk away. That analytical discipline is one of its most useful contributions. Fourthly, handling post-inspection disputes and emotional multi-offer situations. The book pays particular attention to two of the most difficult negotiation settings in real estate post-inspection renegotiations and emotionally charged multi-offer situations. After an inspection, buyers and sellers often disagree about who should absorb repair costs or whether defects justify a price change. The authors treat these moments as practical renegotiations rather than failures, which is a useful mindset for investors who need to preserve deal economics without destroying the transaction. In competitive offer situations, the challenge is different. The pressure comes from speed, rivalry, and emotion. The book discusses how to stay focused on facts and terms instead of getting pulled into impulsive bidding. This is valuable because many buyers overpay when they confuse competition with opportunity. The emphasis on emotional management also matters for agents, especially when representing clients who become attached to a property or defensive during counters. The underlying lesson is that strong negotiation requires discipline under pressure. Readers are shown how to protect their position while keeping the deal alive, which is often the hardest balance to maintain in practice. Lastly, negotiating through agents, banks, and HUD with practical deal language. Another distinguishing feature of the book is its focus on how real estate negotiations actually happen in the field, including through agents and with institutional sellers such as banks and HUD. These are not abstract scenarios. They are common pathways in investment property transactions, and each one comes with different communication constraints and expectations. The book's inclusion of sample dialogue and practical phrases helps readers understand not just what to negotiate, but how to say it in a way that supports the deal. That matters because tone and wording can affect whether the other side remains cooperative or becomes resistant. Institutional sales also tend to be more procedural, which means buyers need to understand how process, documentation, and timing shape the negotiation. By addressing these settings directly, the book becomes more usable than general negotiation titles that stay at the level of broad principles. It gives readers a vocabulary for real transactions and helps bridge the gap between strategy and execution. For investors and agents alike, this makes the book a working tool rather than a purely conceptual guide. In conclusion, this book is best suited for real estate investors, agents who represent investment property clients, and newer market participants who want a more practical understanding of dealmaking. Readers who benefit most are those who need to negotiate under real constraints such as inspections, appraisals, financing terms, competing offers, and seller expectations. The main benefit of the book is that it connects negotiation to investment logic. So the reader is not just learning persuasive techniques, but learning how to protect returns and structure better transactions. It stands out from general negotiation books because it is narrowly built around real estate investment deals, which means the advice is anchored in the realities of pricing, value analysis, and contract contingencies. It also differs from many real estate books because it does not simply explain how to find or analyze properties. It focuses on how to convert analysis into better deal terms. That combination of strategy, process, and practical language makes it especially useful for readers who want actionable guidance rather than broad motivational advice. If you would like to support J. Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.